For our discussion today, we want to take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara introduces a concept called Pturi V'Asi Behu Lidei Chiyuv Chatos. And the Gemara is calculating the numbers of Isurim that are listed in the Mishnah at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. And the Gemara says that there's a concept called Potra Avol Asur. However, not every case of Potra Avol Asur is included in the Mishnah. Only the cases of Pturi, the Asi Behuli Dei Chiv Chatos Kachoshiv. The Lo Asi Behuli Dei Chiv Chatos Lo Kachoshiv. So the Mishnah is sensitive to differentiate between two classes of Pturi on Shabbos. There are Pturim which are Asi Lidei Chiv Chatos, and there are those that lo asili dechiv chatos. And the nafkamina is going to be whether they counted in the calculation of the Mishnah, shtein shein arba, shtein shein arba. Rashi interprets, and this is the language of Rashi, kigon akiros. What's considered pturi di asili dechiv chatos that are included in the counting of the Mishnah? Those are akiros. Shein tchilas hamalacha. There's a certain, shall we say, significance or stringency in the akiros. The akira is the tchilas hamalacha, and once you start the malacha, then it's possible that you'll complete the malacha. And therefore the Chachamim made this very serious gzera, and they prohibited akira, which could come to a gmar malacha. But if you take a look at Tosfos, the Ramaskal Pturi, Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. He says, Masha Pirish Rashi Dakiros Kachoshiv, Eino Nira L'Ri, Chada. Firstly, the first objection of the Ri to Rashi is the Akira below Hotzah, Eino Ela Tiltil Bialma, the Ein Bajrora Dechiv Chatas Klal. When a person picks something up, and that's all he did, nothing more than Akira, removing the object from its place, from its resting place, and he never took it into a different Rishus, so there was no transfer of Rishus, there was no Shina Rishuyos, then that act of Akira is nothing more than Tiltul B'Alma. And it doesn't even have a Gerar, it doesn't even have the beginning of a Chiyuv Chatas. So Rashi would say that Akira in and of itself, or Hanoch in and of itself, is Potter Avol Asur. But although both are Potter Avol Asur, there's a Ptura Diyasi Lidechi of Chatos, and that could only apply to Akira, cannot apply to Hanocha. Obviously, the Meniach could not come to violate a Chiv Chatos, whereas the Oker can. Tosis objects because he holds that Akira in and of itself is only a Tiltul B'Alma, and therefore it doesn't have any Iser at all. And the Pashas in the Lashon HaTosfos of Eino Ela Tiltul B'Alma is that there's no violation of any Yisur. So in a sense, Rashi and Tosfos are on two polar extremes with regard to the definition of Akira. Whereas Tosfos sees Akira as nothing, it's Tiltul B'Alma. What did I do? I picked up an object. So what? I didn't take it out of the Rishus. Rashi, on the other hand, says that the Akira itself is not only a Potter Avol Asur situation, but upgraded even further, it's a Ptur of Asi Lidei Chiyuv Chatos, because from Akira you might end up with Hanocha and complete a full Melechas Hotzah. What is the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos? We want to analyze and see if we can find a Yesod, a fundamental point that they argue about. But first, let's take a look at the Chidushi HaRashba. He has a slightly different approach to this sugya. And here's the language of the Rashba. He says, V'yesh mefarshim ipcha sha'anochos kachoshuv mishum sha'al yidei al yodo nigmara malacha v'hi ikar ha'malacha sha'al yidei ha'anocha osi behu lidei chiv chatos amalakiros lav midi ka'ovid. Vizenira Ikar. Again, there's a long arichus here in the Rashba, but we're going to focus on these words of the Rashba. the Rashba would be a lot closer to Tosfos than to Rashi. The Rashba, like Tosfos, rejects Rashi because he considers the Akiros lav midika of it. In the language of Tosfos, it was tiltil bialma, but both Tosfos and the Rashba would downplay the significance of Akira, and it doesn't even constitute any violation of an Isur. But the Meniach, who completes the Malacha, that, according to the Rashba, is the Ikar Malacha, because as a result of the Hanacha, we have a Malacha, Asi Dechiv Chatas. The Meniach is the person who could come through his Hanacha to violate a Chiv Chatas, a full-fledged Malachas Hotza, if indeed he would start the Malacha with an Akira. But the Akira is nothing. So the assumption here is that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, or shall we say Rashi against Tosfos and the Rashba Ladina. This is not just a question of how to interpret the Gemara and figure out which Pturim are being counted in the Mishnah, namely what's included under this classification of Osir Dechiv Chatos. There seems to be a machlokes Ladina in terms of Akira. Rashi would hold that in the case of Akira, and of course in Hanoch as well, there's an Isur Drabonon. If a person does the Akira, and that's all he does, or if a person does the Hanoch, and that's all he does, he has violated an Isur Drabonon. According to Tosfos and the Rashba, on the other hand, there's no Isur Drabonon without a Shini Rishus, whether it's a Hotza, he was Motzi, and he took it from the Rishus HaYochid out to Rishus HaRav, or he was Machlis, he took it from the Rishus HaRav into the Rishus HaYochid. But Tosfos would assume, it would seem, in the case of Akira, and for that matter, probably in the case of Anocha, there's no Isur at all. Not even an Isur Derabanan. Because Tosfos emphasized the fact that Akira below Hotza ain't El Atil to the Alma. So what's the difference between Akira and Anocha in this sense? In both cases, there was no Hotza, there was no Shini Rishuyos, and therefore nothing was done. Even on a Derabbanan level, nothing was done. Obviously, if one person did the Akira plus the Hotza, even though he didn't do the Hanacha, or vice versa, he did the Hotza and the Hanacha, he violates an Isur Derabbanan, because he accomplished a Hotza or a Hachnasa, a Shini Rishus. However, the Gemara itself doesn't seem to indicate that. The Gemara never removes its original assumption that in the Sefer the Mishnah, when it says Shneim Pturim, it means Potter Aval Asur. Again, that din of Potter Aval Asur subdivides into two categories. There's Pturi de Asur Dechiv Chatos, Pturi de Lo Asur Dechiv Chatos. There may be a Ptur de Ispe Maisa, and that's Potter Aval Asur. But anything that has a Maisa to it, whether it's a Maisa Akira or Maisa Anocha, would certainly be Potter Aval Asur, would be also the Rabbanon. The Rambam says so explicitly in his Pirush HaMishnayos. You'll see it also in the Ran. You'll see it in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. And the Sfasemis here at the beginning of this Sugya has a long discussion about this. But again, the language of Tosfos, Akira below Tsa Einel Atil to be Alma, or as the Rashba says, Akira Slav Midi Ovid, would seem to indicate there's not even a violation of Isur Derabanan. That would not seem to reflect the Pashtus in the Sugya, where the Gemara is assuming that there's something called Potter Aval Asur. As long as there's a Maisa, it's Potter Aval Asur. And certainly Akira or Hanacha L'chud should be Potter Aval Asur. But that doesn't seem to be reflected in the language of Tosfos or the Rashba. In any event, we want to go back to our original question, and that is to analyze the Yesod HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara says a little bit weiter, Shneim Pturim veha av isavdi malacha mibeinai. So the Gemara asks the question, why are they both potter, the Oker and the Meniach, since the Malach was accomplished between the two of them? Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Me'am Oretz Basosa, Ha'oses Kula V'lo Oses Miktsosa. The Gemara has a drasha to establish that only if there was a violation of the entire malacha, the malacha in its entirety, including the akira, the shini rishus, and the anocha, only then are you chayef for violating malachas hotzah. And if you only did part of the malacha, then there's no violation. But from this sugya, you clearly see that if not for the miut of ha'oses kula v'lo ha'oses miktsasa, in the case of ze oker v'ze meniach, we would have been mechayev. And the question is, what kind of a havamin is that, that you need a yalfusa to exclude it? If one person did the akira and the other person did the anocha, no single participant has violated a complete malach of hotzah, what would be the havamin to say that they would be chayev? And if you look at Tosas Dibra Maskel Shneim, he says the following. V'lo parashi is chayev harishon, he says clearly, even in the havamina, it makes no sense to say that the oker is chayev, but rather he says, and why not? He says, the ain svar shal yidei asheni shosa anocha v'gamra malach yischayv arishon. It doesn't make sense that if Reuven, through his akira, began the malacha, but Shimon was the one who's gomer the malacha, then therefore Reuven should be chayev. So what was the havamina zoktoisvis? Ela asheni kaparach. The havamina here was that Shimon, who did the anocha, he should be chayev. She's chayev lefish al yodo nigmara hamalacha. Because through the anocha of Shimon, the malacha was completed. Now, if you fast forward for a moment to the sugya on Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph, and take a look at Tosas Divrei Maskel Chad, you'll see a similar idea. And truth be told, according to the approach of Tosas, the Havamin is still a little bit difficult. Meaning, according to the simple pshat in the Gemara, the Havamin applies to both the Oker and the Meniach. Tosfos points out that there's no such Havamin with regard to the Oker. That makes no sense. He did a beginning of a Malacha, but he never completed the Malacha. If there is a Havamin to Mechayev someone, it's not the Oker and the Meniach, it's just the Meniach who completed the Malacha. But once again, who cares if he completed the malacha? He did not implement the entire malacha. He only did part of the malacha. How could somebody be chayev for doing part of a malacha? What was the havamina? And if you take a look at Rashi, also over there in the sugya, if you take a look on Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph, and he also Rashi here at the beginning of the Masechta Divrei Maskel Ushtayim, Rashi seems to assume that if not for the miut of La Sosa, there was a Havamina to be Mechayev the Oker as well, not just the Meniach, but also the Oker. And Rashi's pretty much explicit later on in the Sugi of Habona on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, Divrei Maskel Kolta Acher. Rashi says in the case of Hazorek V'Kolta Acher, that Reuven threw the object from one rishus to the other, and Shimon received the object. The reason why the Zorik is potter is because of Shnayim Shasuha, from this very pasuk of Asosa, says Kula V'lososas Miktsasa. And this is very difficult. What was the Havamin to say that the Zorik who began the Malach, or the Oker who began the Malach, would be Chayev? He never completed the Malacha. And as we said before, it's not so much better according to Tosas that the Meniach should be Chayev because he completed the Malacha, but he only implemented a fraction of the Malacha. He then did the entire Malacha. And the approach, I think, to begin to take apart this whole sugya is to raise the following question. Are we dealing, when we talk about what constitutes a violation of an Issur Torah, and you can talk about, for example, Macholos Asuras, an Achila of a Kezias. This halach of a shiur, a minimum amount that constitutes the violation of the Issur, is it halacha in the Maisa Vera, on the part of the Gavra, or is it a shiur in the Cheftza, in the object? Let's explain. If we're talking about a shir in the Maisa, then there cannot be a havamina that chatzi shir, which was done by Reuven, another chatzi shir by Shimon. For example, let's say Reuven ate a half a kezias and Shimon ate a half a kezias. There's no havamina to say that both would be chayev, because between the two of them, a kezias of nevela or whatever it is was eaten. Because the shear of a kezias is shear in the maisachila. That's a din in the gavra. The gavra has to implement a maisachila. In this case, each one, Reuven and Shimon respectively, ate half of a kezias. There's no maisachila. So if neither Reuven achieved a maisachila, nor is Shimon guilty of an act of achila, what would be the havmin to say that since a kezias was eaten between the two of them, they would be chayav? Oh. But now we get to the case of Meleches Hotzah. There was an Akira, there was an Anocha, and we can raise the following question, similar to what we discussed just a minute ago. What is the shear of Akira and Anocha? These actions, are they in the Chefta, or are they in the Maisa Gavra? Meaning, we could say the following, that just like in Kezias of Nevela, the Avera is the Maisa Achila, so too, in the case of Lech Sotzah, the Avera is the Maisa Hotzah. The Maisa Hotzah comprises three different parts, through an Akira and Anocha, with the Shina Rishus in the middle. And if that be the case, then clearly, Akira per se, or Hanocha per se, would be meaningless. It's not even a Maisa Malacha. It's a fraction of a Maisa means the Gavra did not do the Maisa. What was the Havamina that he should be Chayef? The Maisa Malacha requires Akira and Hanocha. He didn't do both. Or do we say no? There's another way of interpreting and defining Akira and Hanocha. Akira and Hanocha is a din in the Chefza. The malacha means that the object was relocated. It was taken from one rishus and relocated in another rishus. In other words, the akira and the anocha, from this perspective, according to this definition, this is not a tnai in the maisa gavra, but rather it's a tnai in the chefta, in the kium hotza, in the chefta. The object was taken through Akira and Anocha and relocated. This one, Reuven, was Oker, and this one, Shimon, was Meniach. But the Chefetz itself, if you isolate the Chefetz itself was uprooted from one Rishus, Nekar Mishus Zu, and it was placed and relocated, Hunach Mishus Acheris, in a different Rishus. Ah, if you define it in that way, then you could say that there was a chalushem malacha of hotzah in the chefza. The chefza was subject, so to speak, to a hotzah. And we might entertain the salkadaitach that as long as there's a chalushem in the chefza of the malacha, then the iser of losasa kol malacha applies to every single part of the chelkei malacha. I mean, we've discussed in the past Meleches Bishul, and there was a whole group of people who got involved. This one brought the pot, and this one brought the fire, and this one put the fire on the pot. Once you have a Melacha, there's a Chefta Mevushal, you can go back now and retrace your steps and go through the Chelkei Melacha and say that once the Melacha was done, on each Chelik and Chelik in the Melacha, there is a violation of Lo Sasako Malacha, because we started with a Chefza, and the Malacha was done in the Chefza. We could talk about Schita, and Libun, and so forth. We have different parts. The one guy puts the cloth into the water, and the other guy does the Shifshuf, and etc., etc. And if you take a look at the Gemara here, the language of the Gemara is very revealing. The Gemara says, Vais Avdo Malacha Mi Beinayahu. The Gemara's Havamina here before the Drasha of Basosa is that the Malacha was done between them. In other words, the Akira and the Anocha, according to the Havamina, is not a din in the Maisa HaGavra, but rather these are conditions in the establishment in the creation of a Malach Nechefta. We'll call it a Chal Shei Malach Nechefta. So if between the two of them, Reuven and Shimon, is Avda Malach Mibeinayu Bechefta, if we can add that word to the Gemara, that means that the Chefta was relocated, and that is the accomplishment of the Malach, and it was done between the two of them. Then looking at the Chefta backwards in time, retroactively so to speak, we could say that every act that was necessary in order to create the Chal Shei Malach and the Chefta, all the actions from beginning till the end, which means the Akira, the Shinir Shus, and the Hanocha, they all integrate into one Asiya from the perspective of the Malach itself, the Chefta of the Malach, and therefore they all are integrated into the Avera of Lo Sasa Kol Malacha. And it would seem that Tosus also admits to this. Tosus writes, "The Ein Svara Di Al Yedei Hasheni Shaasa Hanocha, the Gomra Malach Yischayev HaRishon." What underlies the point of Tosfos, in which he excludes the possibility that the Oker could be Chayav, even in the Hava Mina, there's no svara that the Oker could be Hava Mina, could be Chayav. It means that when we judge the first guy, we'll call him Reuven, who did the Akira, all he did was the Akira itself. When he completes his Akira, his Maisa is complete. It doesn't have any connection to what comes later. What Shimon, the second guy, does, and he adds the Hanocha, that itself is the Gemar Malach, but that's not Mitzurif to the Maisa of the Rishon. The Maisa of the Rishon began and ended with an Akira, and that's it. As far as the Rishon is concerned, even the Chefta of the Maisa Malacha is an Akira, and only an Akira, without any Hanocha. There's no shame Malacha b'Chefta that can impact on the Oker. Tosa says, if there is a Havamina, the Havamina is that the Sheni Shimon, the Meniach, he could be Chayav, because you can take the Hanocha of Shimon and you can integrate it into the Mice of Reuven, but you can't do it in the other direction, because the Mice of Reuven ended with the Akira and that's it. It never went beyond the Akira. But Shimon's Hanocha, as a Gemar Malacha, he's completing the Malacha that began with the Rishon, and therefore we can say that once we start with the Chefta, the Malacha was subject to a Hotzah, even though the Sheni Shimon did not do the entire Malacha, but nevertheless, is Avda Malacha Mebeinayu, there is a Chefta of Malacha. And therefore the Sheni Shimon might be Chai for his participation in the Malacha when he does the Hanocha. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that since the Akira of Reuven was done al das for the purpose, that was his goal, of passing his, of transferring the object in such a way that it, the Malacha will be complete, and the Hanocha of Shimon will complete the Akira of Reuven, since Reuven in his Akira had in mind that there should be a Gemar Malacha through Shimon's services when he does the Hanocha. Reuven's action of Akira is integrated, it connects its Mitzurah to the goof of the Maisa, and Shimon's Hanocha is Mitzurif to the goof Maisa of Akira of the Rishon. And therefore, both with regard to the Rishon who did the Akira, and with regard to Shimon who did the Hanocha, we can apply the principle of his Avdei Malacha Mibeinayu. So fundamentally, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis revolves around the following question. Would there be a Havamina that the Oker, who began a Maisa and finished that Maisa, could nevertheless be integrated into the Chefta Shel Malacha when the Malacha is complete and the Hanocha is done by Shimon? Can we now say, going backwards in time, that the Hanocha of Shimon is completing the Akira of Reuven? And Reuven, no less than Shimon, participates in the Malacha again from the perspective of the Chefta. If you're looking from the perspective of the Maisa, if you would define the requirements of Akira and Hanocha as Maisa Gavra, so clearly neither Reuven nor Shimon was guilty of a Malacha. They did a small part of a Malacha, but not a Malacha. But if you look at the Malacha and you analyze Akira and Anocha as requirements in the Chefta to reestablish a Chefta in a new location, then we could say that all the parts that join together to create that Malacha, the Chalushay Malacha in Chefta, they all are Chayav, because once you have a Malacha, the Chelke Malacha are also Chayav. And as we said before, the Machlok Shin Rashi and Tosis is, to what extent is it feasible, as we said, as the Hava meeting before Basosa, that the Oker and his Maisa could also be integrated, because his intention was that ultimately Shimon would pick up the object and put it down. And therefore we can relate and integrate the Akira of Reuven into the Cheftza Shel Malacha with the Hanoch of Shimon. Tosis rejects it. Tosis thinks that the Oker did his Akira, and that's it. He's out of here. He's out of the picture. You could talk about Beniach. Maybe he would be chayev because the cheftz of the malacha was completed by Shimon by the Beniach. Let's go back once again to the Tosis, which is later on in the Masechta here in Daf Tzadi Gimel Amid Aleph Divya Maskel Chad. We referred to that Tosis earlier. Let's go back to that Tosis a second time. Tosis says the following. This is the language of Tosis. Chad l'mu'ute ze oker v'ze meniach v'ze kosav os achas u'bo chaver v'kosav os shnia lo itzrich kro. So when you read this Tosis, it's very critical to put the comma in the right place. He's saying that if we have a mute that alleviates a person who did part of a malacha of his criminal liability, of his chiyuv, then it's going to be the case of ze oker v'ze meniach. There might be a hava mina to say that one of them can be chayiv, in this case the meniach. But he says, and that's where you have to put the comma, ze kosavos achas u'bo chaver v'kosavos shnia lo itzrich kra. There's no hava mina that Reuven, who wrote one letter on Shabbos, and Shimon wrote another letter on Shabbos, that they could be chayiv. Ela hotzah, dafka in the case of hotzah, da hava mina da achnosa va hotzah kabed rachmona, v'lechayev hafilu b'lo anocha. It would seem that Tosis is operating with a chiluk here between hotzah and ksiva, and can be explained in the approach and the derech that we suggested before. In the case of ksiva, we need two osios to constitute a maisa ksiva. Writing one os is a chisaron, is a deficiency, it's a lack in the ikar maisa hamalacha. And therefore there's no havamina that there could be a shame meleches kosev that's chal that relates to either Reuven who wrote one os or Shimon wrote another os, because each one is guilty of less than a maisa ksiva. But in the case of otzah, as long as it's Otzah from one Rishus to the other, and that's enough to engender the shame Melechus Otzah, as we said in the Cheftza, in such a case, we could have a Havamina that Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach could be Chayef. If you read the Tosis carefully, Tosis suggests a Havamina for the Motzi, whether it was the Oker who took it out of the Rishus, or it was the Meniach who took it out of the Rishus, but one of the two was guilty of the Chiluf Rishuyos. And therefore we have right to say that Hanocha is a Tnai in the Cheftza. In other words, the Cheftza is not considered relocated for purpose of Hotzah until there was Hanoch that placed it down on the ground. And the flip side would be the Akira. The object is not considered uprooted and then relocated unless there was an Akira. But these are all conditions in the object in the Cheftza. And therefore, we could possibly suggest that the one who did the Chiluf Rishuyos, he did the Malacha. And the Akira and the Anoch are only conditions in the Cheftza. So that's pretty much a presentation of Shitas HaTosis, whether it's here at the beginning of the Masechta or later on in Daf Tzadi Gimel, to explain why the person who does the Havaras Rishus is the one who might be Chayv on a Derabbanan level. Rashi, on the other hand, says something different. Rashi understood that ze oker veze meniach, where the sheni, we'll call him Shimon, who puts down the object and does the anocha, completes the maisa malocha of Reuven, who did the akira, is because the ikar, the main definition of the maisa of hotzah or of hachnasa, is in the malocha. In other words, the maisa malocha of akira, whether it be at the beginning of the malacha, that's akira, or in the case of anoch, at the end of the malacha, the second one, Shimon the Meniach, is gomer, the maisa malacha, the rishon. And that's what is avde malacha mibeinayhu means. And again, what we have to postulate is that in the cheftz itself, there was a shir shalim of malacha, meaning all the actions that make up the shir of Meleches Hotzah and the Cheftza, they were all implemented. However, in the case where Reuven writes one letter and Shimon writes another letter, the second ksiva, that of Shimon, is not a gmar malacha. It doesn't complete the malacha of Reuven who wrote the first letter. There's no connection here between the ksiva of the Rishon and the ksiva of the Sheni, even as far as the Cheftza Shel Malacha, because each letter itself is independent and has no relation to the other letter. And therefore you cannot say, Is Avda Malacha Mibeinayim. There are two different Cheftzas of ksiva. There's no single Cheftza of Malacha which both Reuven and Shim participated in. In the case of Otzah, we can define the malach in terms of the cheftza, which was now relocated and established in a different shus through anocha. And now we can say that both Reuven and Shimon participated in the cheftza shel malacha, because the malach itself is defined by the shinu reshus, which was achieved through akirin anocha. In the case of ksiva, the malacha is defined as ksivas beis osios, but the ksiva of Reuven is not in any way integrated into the ksiva of Shimon. Each letter is a maisa ksiva unto itself. And perhaps this is what Tosfos HaRosh means on Tzadi Gimel. He writes the following, Chad lemuti ze oker v'ze miniach, aval kosev, lekosev os achas, uba chaver v'kosev al shnia, lo itzrich kro lemuti delo dami, ose chatzi shir, l'shnayim hamis askim b'shir sholem. In other words, the Tosa Rush is defining ksiva, each letter, one of Reuven, one of Shimon, is considered a chatzi shir in Asiya, Lodomia Osa chatzi shir. And that's not similar to the case of Hotzo, where you have Shnayim is Askim Bashir Sholem. In other words, the Tosa Rush is clearly integrating both Reuven's Akira and Shimon's Hanacha as a shir Sholem. And the answer is because in the cheft of the malacha of Hotzah, there is a relocation of the object, and both Reuven and Shimon were osek in that shear of relocating the object. Shimon is completing the maisa that began with Reuven, not so in the case of ksiva, where Shimon is not being mashlim the malacha, meaning the ksiva sos achas of Reuven. And therefore you cannot integrate Reuven and Shimon, even as a havamim, to say that they both should be chayav because of is avdim alocha mi beinayim. Now, you could look at the distinction between two osios and ze oker v'ze meniach in a slightly different way, and that would be if we raise the following question. Let's think about the following question. What is the shir of shtei osios with regard to meleches ksiva? Is it a shir in the Shem Kosev, meaning in the Maisa Ksiva of the Gavra? The Gavra has to do one os and then another os, and then he has a Maisa Ksiva. Or can we suggest that in Shtei Osios, the shir of Shtei Osios is in the Cheftza? And that would seem as Machlokes Tanoim in Perek Abone on Daf Kuf Heyim and Aleph between Reb Lozer and Rabbonah. And Reb Lozer says, Achas ala Orig Chayah, which means that the shear of Shnei Chutim in Meleches Ariga is a share in the cheftza of the malacha. And therefore, if you are mashlim one chut, you're chayef. But the Rabbanan argue, and they say, bein betchila bein besof, shi'uro beis chutin. In other words, they understand that the shear is in the Maisa Gavra. And a similar idea we see in the Machlok Shem Reblos and Chachomim with regard to Ksiva Shtei Osios. The Rabbanan say that if he writes one os, somuch l'ksav, kosav os acha somuch l'ksav, potter. In other words, according to the Chachamim, Ksivas based Osios doesn't have anything parallel whatsoever to Oker Zelker Vezemeniach. Because in the case of writing one letter, there's no shame Maisa Ksiva at all. And therefore, if there's no shame Maisa Ksiva, as far as Melechus Kosev is concerned, it's not Shaykh to be Mitzarif to Rishon and Sheni together. Each one individually has not done a Maisa Ksiva. It's like two people, each of which ate half of a kezayis of the veilah. There's no ma'is achila from on the part of either Reuven or Shimon. There's no tzirif to combine them and integrate them together. Akira and Anoch is different. It's not a din and shir in the ma'isa malacha, but rather it's a shir in the hotzah in the chefta. And both Akira and Anoch are requirements in the chefta of the malacha. And therefore, it would be enough to say that each one does half or a part of that malacha shlema, and we can integrate the two. That was the havamina. Now, let's look at the lashon of the brisa on Taf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis. The brisa says shnayim sha'asu in the exclusion from basosa of shnayim sha'asua. It says keitzad. Shnayim shayu oksin b'malgeis v'logzim v'charkar v'shovtim v'kulmus v'kosim v'kone v'otzil shesarabim. In other words, you could have the miut of shnayim shasua in all the malachas. It's not limited to malachas hotzah. And with regard to the miut of ze oker v'ze meniach, the Tana, the Mishnah, gives only one example, and that's Akira and Anocha, which is in Melechus Hotzah. So the question we want to ask is, why does the Mi'ud of Shnayim Shasua apply to all the Melechus of Shabbos, whereas the Mi'ud of Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach is an exclusion that's limited to Melechus Hotzah? But the answer is what we said before. In the case of Milgaz, which is Melechus Ma'amer, or Shoftim, which is Melechus Mesich, is we don't have a possibility of one person starting the Melecha and the other person completing the Melecha. That Zeh Oker V'Zeh is unique to Melechus Hotzah. Because in the other Melechus, what Reuven did is not what Shimon did, and vice versa. Each action, respectively, is independent of the other. In the Melechus Hotzah, where there's an Akira at the beginning and Anoch at the end, and together the Melech of Hotzah is done and it's accomplished by the two of them, where Shimon is completing the Melech of Reuven, there you have a Havamina to say is Avda Melech Mibeinai. Final maskana, we paskin that ze oker v'ze meniach is potur, and we derive from basosos as kula v'los as miktsasa. Let's try to analyze and define this miut of basosa l'maskana. Do we derive that there's no principle whatsoever of is avda malach mevinayu? In other words, we're throwing overboard that entire concept of is avda malach mevinayu, and the tnayim malach Shabbos is that you have to do, one person has to achieve the kol malacha, the asiyas kula, and otherwise it's not considered a malacha on the part of the gavra. In other words, it's not enough to have the chefta of malachas hotzah that was achieved through akira and anocha. But we derive rather from Basosa that the Akira and Hanocha are requirements in the Maisa Gavra. And if this one, Reuven, was Oker, and this one, Shimon, was Meniach, we don't have a Maisa Malach Mitzad the Gavra. Or is it possible to say that even after the Miut of Basos, Osas, Kulav, Losas, Mitzosa, nevertheless, this Miut is similar to the Miut of Shnaim Shasua Pturim. Shnaim Shasua Pturim means that even though Shnaim Shasu Hakol Shnea, meaning the Malach was done between the two of them in Shnaim Shasua, and nevertheless the Torah was memayedit with a special Miut Miyuchad, that you need a Maisa of one person and not the Maisa of two people. Here too, in the case of Oker, Ze Oker V'Zemeniach, even though we could integrate the Akira and the Hanocha together into one Maisa Malacha, but nevertheless we have a separate Ptur, because it's like Shnaim Shasua, where there wasn't a single person who did the entire Malacha. So again, the first understanding that we're saying is that the Pasuk of Basosa is coming to redefine the Akira Nanocha as conditions of the Maisa Gavra, and therefore there was no Maisa Malacha done Mitzad any one of the two Gavras. And the second way we approach it is that no, there was a Malach that was done between the two of them, but the exclusion of Zeh, Oker, Zeh Meniach is similar to the case of Shnaim Shasua, where the Malach was done not completed in its entirety by one individual, but by two individuals. No single individual did the entire Malacha, and that's enough of a Ptur. And therefore the Zeh, Oker, Zeh Meniach Ptur should be identified to get as the Ptur of Shnaim Shasua, where each one is Potur, because neither of them individually completed the entire Malacha. And perhaps we could suggest that this is the subject of the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosus, where Tosus on Daf Gimel, Dibur HaMaskel Basosa, says that the Braisa is addressing the case of Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach and excluding it, and the root, the source, the origin of that miut is that you need Asiya Shel Kol HaMalach V'lo Asiya Shel Miktsasa. The language in Tosus is very telling. He says Aval Ashas Dorish Lei HaMalach Klomar Ba'asos Osa, that you mean that Asiyas Miktsas Malach is not considered Ba'asosa, and therefore it's not a Maisa Malach at all. And the Braisa therefore says, Ha'osa es kula, v'lo ha'osa miktsasa, because Asiyas miktsas malach is not a malach. The miut, on the other hand, of Shnayim Shasua is a different miut, and that says that you need the Maisa of one person, and not the Maisa of the second person. So again, so Tosus is learning that in the case of Zeh Oker V'Zeh Meniach, what we're left with is, there's no Asiya. There's no Maisa Malacha. On the other hand, the miut of Shnaim Shasua is that although there is a Malacha and there is a Maisa Malacha, but we need that each individual do a complete Malacha. Rashi, on the other hand, on that Beis Hamanaf, Divrei Maskel Shtayim writes, Ushtayim midivreyem, Kshamalachos nasos al yidei shtayim, Ze oker v'ze miniach lechatchila asur, v'im asur potur, kiniolif b'gemar shnayim shasur pturim. And Rashi later on in Daf Hey says the ptur is midin shnayim shasua. And as Rashi seems to assume that even l'maskana, the Gemara never rejected its original havmin of his avda malacha mibeinayu. There is a chefta and a maisa malacha which is for which he should be liable, but the ptur is a ptur miyuchad of shnayim shasua pturim. So whereas Tosus seems to understand that each one is not involved in a maisa malacha at all, Rashi seems to say that each one is involved in a Maisa Malach, but there's a separate, and that's called the Savin Malach Mebenayu, but nevertheless each one is Patur, because neither of them did the Malacha independent of the other one. And if you look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, He says, "Kol malacha shehayachid yachal asoso so levado v'yoso so shnayim b'shutvis bein shosu zemiktos gagon sheokar zeh chifetz b'shuzu v'iniach hashem b'shusacheres bein shosu so shneim keechad mitchil v'adzof kon sheochsu shneim b'kulmus v'kos v'arei l'pturin." In other words, the Rambam has one mute for the case of a malach that was done b'shutfis of partnership, and that's called shnayim shasua, and the Rambam applies that miut to the case of ze oker v'ze meniach. So it's not that we're denying that the malach was done between the two of them. The malach was achieved between the two of them, like the case of two people holding on to a kulmus in writing. But the separate p'tur of shnayim shasua because of the shutfis, because of the fact that each one independently has not completed the malacha, and there's not enough of a machayev. And if this be the case, let's go back to Rashi's understanding that we began with, that zeh oker v'chavero meniach is asur, and Rashi calls it a p'tur of the asili dechiv chatas. According to Rashi, there's no difference between zeh oker v'zeh meniach and every single case of shnayim shasua. And just like in shnayim shasua, we conclude kaimolon to lemaskana that is this part of avolasur. So to hear, in the case of zeh oker v'zeh meniach, the cheftz of the malach was complete between the two of them. That comes under the loch of shnayim shasua, and certainly each one of them has violated isa d'rabbanan. And even if one, meaning Reuven, did the Akira and only the Akira, but since it was this Avda Malach Mibinayu and the Ptur is only because of Shnayim Shasua, then there would be a violation of an Isa Drabana. Whereas Tosus cannot possibly accept the Isa Drabana of Akira, because Tosus holds that in the case of Akira, the miut of zeh oker v'zeh meniach is a miut in the ikar maisa malacha, that doing an asiyah of mitzas malacha is not considered a maisa malacha at all, and therefore l'shitas hatosvus it should be mutal legamre, and there's no isa d'rabbanan. The only isa d'rabbanan that could be feasible according to Tosfos is chiluf reshuyos havaras reshuyos. Again, you have to understand clearly that according to Tosfos' pshat, there's a fundamental difference between the Akira and the Anocha, but it all depends on Chiluf Rishuyos. Okay, Rav Osai, I think at this point we'll stop. There's a lot more to talk about here in this sugya, and we didn't even get a chance to really analyze the Rashba, but let's pick it up in Mirtz Hashem next time, and we'll try to complete this whole sugya. Thanks.